I'd like to welcome Kevin Polke from KP Counseling in Rockford. He's the founder and executive director, a licensed clinical social worker and addiction counselor. Welcome, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on, Lisa.
What's so wonderful about today's technology is that you can continue counseling sessions via video chat these days. And I'm guessing it's been a popular choice for families, right?
Well, you know, it's been interesting. I've been utilizing it on a very selective basis over the last, you know, couple of years. But when the governor a couple of weeks ago kind of erased all the red tape and with insurance companies and regulation, now it has been, we're now going into the third week that we've been doing it for all my therapists. And so it's a little bit of an adjustment for the therapists as well as the clients, but we're very fortunate we have that modality that we can use. And as I was working with a client this morning, he goes, well, it may not be exactly the same as sitting in front of you, but it's like 85%. So it was, it's definitely a way of being able to stay connected and still doing some of the work.
Yeah, the best you can do right now. So
exactly.
I want to focus primarily on child psychology. Kids of all ages are facing a lot of challenges while being in quarantine. And I've noticed a lot of my mom friends on Facebook that have expressed that their kids are really having a hard time. And one actually got so transparent to say that her junior high aged son was even bringing up suicide once in a while, which I know is an extreme case. What are some common issues you've seen in children since this all started?
Well, I think one of the things to kind of keep in mind, and obviously my concern about young adult suicide is part of why I started the organization Shatter Our Silence. And so one of the things to keep in mind when we look at this right now is that students that were having issues, mental health issues going into this, after the first couple of weeks, there's a possibility there's going to be an exaggeration of and an amplification of the feelings that they were having prior to the quarantine and the shelter in. And so that may be one thing that may be happening. And just the overall aspect that may be happening within homes regarding, you know, structures have gotten disrupted, routines have gotten disrupted. There's a lot of unknowns that are going on. And how much media are the parents as well as the students being exposed to can all play a contributing factor to that raise in anxiety and the raise in some of the depressive symptoms.
What are some signs that the kids may be having a harder than normal time and when you may have to take more progressive steps?
So the rule of thumb that we always use, which is going to be slightly skewed right now, right? But is what is the student's normal baseline, right? How are they normally, what's their normal mood like? What's their normal behavior like? Right now, because of their routine, their structure has been so disrupted. And if they don't have a good structure now put into place, we may see some of that, see some of that agitation happen. So, it may be in either physical agitation or frustration. It could be with things that a student may be saying, such as, I don't think this is ever going to get better. What's the point? You know, these kind of what we refer to is a hopelessness expression or even to the point of death ideation expression, where they're talking about better off not being here. I don't want this to go on anymore. Those types of phrases. And many times it's not going to be using the words that we are easy to identify as far as wanting to die or being suicidal. Those are usually questions that we need to ask more directly. But it's going to be more kind of like in phrases, such as not wanting to be here anymore. Why does this have to keep going on? Maybe it'd be better if I wasn't here. Those types of things.
Are there any steps parents can take before heading to counseling
to
help ease things at home?
I think the number one thing for all ages right now is being able to really institute a new structure within the home. And that's as well as for adults as well as for the students. And we've been talking about making sure that we get to bed at a certain time. at night so that we can get up at a specific time in the morning, that we're trying to operate the best we can within the confines of our home, getting up, taking a shower, getting ready for our day, even if it is going to be, the e-learning that we're doing online now, a lot of our students are doing, making our bed, doing those type of structural things, eating breakfast in the morning, those types of things, and then having your day kind of laid out. We're going to do this much in the morning regarding schooling or whatever the school may have, and following that kind of order. What are we going to do for a lunch break? What are we going to do in the afternoon? What are we going to do into the evening? And that structure sometimes helps, and it also provides opportunity for the interaction between the parents and the students. The more that the parents are working on their own structure and helping guide their students through this, that's going to be key too, because the students, they're going to feed off of the adults in their life. The calmer that we are about it as we're leading through that, they may be picking up on some of that. And so if we're being more anxious about it, they may be picking up on that, because they need, especially the younger and the middle school ones, they need us to be able to navigate through that. But if the student brings up a specific thing that you're concerned about, some of the phrases I mentioned earlier, we use an acronym when I do my trainings on suicide prevention. It's called ACT. The first one is ask questions about it. Move into and ask what do they mean by that? What are some of the thoughts that they have about that feeling or about what's going on with them? Doing it with a caring, empathetic, and compassionate way. Really trying to not judge it or be fearful of it, but just listen to where they're at. And then if we need to, then, if we need to call a counselor, call someone in, we can do that, and that's the tell part. But really that connecting through asking questions, asking what the story is, doing it in a caring, compassionate way, an empathetic way, because these are trying times for all of us, because it's so, everything's new. Everything's different for us than it was 6 weeks ago. And so being empathetic about that, what the students are going through, and then if we do need to reach out for some extra assistance, there's places available to do that. The biggest thing is that even as scary and as dark as things seem right now during this time period, we need to have hope that this storm is going to pass. We just don't know when it's going to. And knowing that that is going to happen, that we can lean into each other, we can do a handful of different things that people are doing in the community, kind acts for other people, contacting other people, being in contact through, video chats and different things like that. And so we can kind of keep that light within us burning as we're in this darkness, and know that that hope is when that we can get through this together.
We're talking to Kevin Polke from KP Counseling in Rockford, the founder and executive director and licensed clinical social worker and addiction counselor. Thank you so much, Kevin. Great information here. Where can people get more information about you and how to deal with children during this time?
So a couple of different ways. One is through kpcounseling.com. That's our website, and all our information is on that. And then if the parents do have an interest in some of the other audio and video tapes that I put out, I have my own personal website, kevinpolky.com, kevinpolky.com. And there are different blogs on there, as well as videos and podcasts that there may be some tips about getting through this time period.